In CI News this week, church leaders and medics urge MSPs not to legalise assisted suicide in Scotland. Global Anglicans create an alternative authority to Canterbury. And passionate advocate for the unborn, Professor Jack Scarsbrick, dies aged 97. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 6th of March. I'm Anna Prodan. Senior church leaders have warned MSPs that legalising assisted suicide in Scotland risks normalising the idea that some lives are no longer worth living. In an open letter signed by representatives from the Free Church of Scotland, the Roman Catholic Church and the Salvation Army, among others, the leaders urged politicians to reject Liam MacArthur's bill. While we understand the deeply felt desire to relieve suffering, they wrote, permitting doctors to assist in ending life undermines human dignity. In a separate letter to MSPs, a group of medical professionals shared its serious concern about the proposals. Dr. Jonathan Blackwell explained that it is not a theoretical debate for medics, as it concerns the safety of real patients. In the professional judgment of all 188 medics who signed the letter, he explained, the bill as it stands does not contain sufficiently robust safeguards to protect patients from coercion, untreated mental illness, or unmet social and palliative care needs. The Global Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans has created an alternative authority to the Archbishop of Canterbury. Following a meeting of the movement's senior leaders in the Nigerian capital of Abuja, General Secretary Reverend Paul Donison announced new structures to meet the needs of Anglicans around the world. The newly created Global Anglican Council, which will include bishops, clergy and lay members, each with full voting privileges, is to be chaired by the Primate of Rwanda, Archbishop Laurent Mbanda. Ahead of the gathering, Reverend Donison described it as a moment to gather together under the word of God, to prayerfully discern what the Lord's future for us looks like as we reorder our beloved communion. Last year, the movement rejected Sarah Mullally's leadership over her unbiblical and revisionist teachings regarding marriage and sexual morality. A Christian teacher in the US has been awarded $650,000 after he was forced to resign for refusing to use the preferred names and pronouns of gender-confused pupils. John Klug had worked as a music teacher at Brownsburg High School in Indiana for 4 years when its corporation's new policy warned that teachers could be disciplined for using the wrong name and pronoun. He was initially allowed to use pupils' surnames, but this accommodation was reversed, leading to his resignation in 2018. Now, as part of a settlement, the school district will pay Klug $650,000 and train its senior staff on religious liberty. Alliance Defending Freedom's David Cortman praised the common sense outcome. We hope the settlement shows teachers that they do not have to bow the knee to ideological mandates that violate their religious beliefs. And schools should learn that refusing to accommodate religious employees can be illegal and expensive. And finally, Professor Jack Scarsbrick, co-founder of the charity Life, has died aged 97. In the wake of the 1967 Abortion Act, Jack and his wife Nuala, galvanised by their belief in the sanctity of life, set about providing positive alternatives to abortion. Professor Scarsbrick once observed that it is now an unassailable fact that human life begins at conception. It is absurd to say that a human being becomes more human the older or bigger it is. Fellow Roman Catholic Lord Alton of Liverpool observed that in charting a path to create a coherent and effective pro-life movement, based on an insistence that the lives of a woman and her child both mattered, his late friend redefined and reshaped the arguments around what Jack called the supreme human rights question. He was a colossus of the pro-life movement. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.